Guys, so welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Millennial, and today I'm going to talk about social media, and it's just all around social media. So we have heard this term social media so many times, especially on our television stations, on our radio stations, and even through friends. Whenever they have something that they are doing, they like sharing it and mentioning their social pages. So when you get the term social media, you understand it is a space. It is a space where, like, it's a virtual space where we interact. We get to see different things. We get to see different people. We get to see different ethnicities. We get to see different religion, different cultures. Like, we get to see so much through social media. So social media has really narrowed so many things, and it has made even our globe to be a village, sort of, whereby you can get to talk to somebody from the other end of the world and get to see what they see, what they believe. They want to hear about your culture as the same way you want to know about their culture. You get to see what they do, about everything, about themselves, about everything. You just want to be there. You just want to feel present. So social media has also opened up so many people's eyes, to a point where others are using it in the basis of businesses. Others are using it in the basis of fashion. They express themselves through fashion. Others express themselves through businesses. Others express themselves through photography. Others express themselves through videography. They take us through the process of how they make their videos, how they make their photographs, how they make their things to be so unique, to a point where so many can relate to it. Also, there are some people who have taken it as their way of showing their personal life, into which everybody is entitled to whatever they want to do, and it is not wrong. If you have made a decision to show your life to the world, always be prepared for the critics. People will always criticize you. People will always talk about you. Some will talk, and majority will talk about the negative part. They just wait for you to fall and they start talking. And that's the nature of people, and you can never change. You will feel bad, yes, you will feel bad. And it is not wrong. It is good, first of all, you feel that bad, because it will also help you to know what you should share and which you shouldn't share. So for those people who show us about their lives, how their process it has been, to some of us, we get to capture or to grasp one or two things that are going to help us in our lives. Some do it for the purpose of inspiration. They inspire someone. If your desire to do the same things they are doing, they show you the process. So it is always, and I always repeat this, you're the determinant of everything you want to do in this life, and you're very, very unique. The way I think, even if we have the same idea, the way I will execute it is different from the way you will execute it. Even if we will use the same process, the way the thing will come out at the end of the day, the end product will be different because of the uniqueness you have, the both of you. So social media also has helped so many people, like, to reach out, to help one another, to get to hear people's stories. We get to share even our reasoning, our facts, and we get to debate about them. Like, it has narrowed so many things, and it has even made it possible to have these connections. You don't really need to travel to a specific place so that you can get to talk with someone. You just talk to them through the media, through these apps that have come. And all thanks to technology. Technology has brought so much to our lives. It has made even life to be so easy. But to some extent, it has also made our lives to be a bit challenging. So on the basis of obsession, it is on this. I'll give an example. We are human. We like goodies. We like things which are so expensive. And for you to get these goodies, you really need to work. You really need to work hard and be smart on what you're working on. So someone will show you their success through their music, through their lifestyle, through their talk, through their shows, and you desire that you want to have the same life. But remember, there's age difference. These people, they faced different issues at different ages. So there was a time that they were young and they faced challenges when they were young, when they were in their teenage, when they were in their adult, and some of them don't share these facts with us. They tend to keep it as private because they know critics are very, very much present, and most of their talks is negative. So they tend to show us their life journey in terms of their lifestyle, their lavish lives, their goodies, this, the way they spend their money, the way they use whatever they use, the way they have so many cars. But they will never show you the story of how they struggled. Sometimes the struggle is the only thing that can strengthen someone. Yes, you will serve as an inspiration through your lavish life. I will desire that. And to some point, the desire becomes so obsessive to a point where you're stuck on the social media. You're stuck on following the life of this person. But you tend to forget that you have your own life to live. So social media has brought out the addiction in it. This is the addiction where you want just to be there, to just poke on somebody, to just like follow this person, to a point where you're just draining yourself. There's to some point, even some don't even assess themselves to see whether they can do one or two or three to change their lifestyle. They just want to follow somebody else's journey. So what I'll urge most of us, the obsession part is real. There are people who are obsessed with this thing. Somebody wants to be very famous through the social media. I tend to imagine when this thing comes to be deleted, like we don't have this social media, will this person be obsessive the way they are right now? Obsessed to be famous? I know they could have worked hard to reach to where they want to reach, but because of social media, they see things they desire for them, but they don't want to work. Let me tell you, for every successful person you see on that social media, whenever they publish or they post their successful lives, these guys worked hard. Some worked hard. It doesn't matter the kind of work they were doing, but they worked hard to reach where they have reached. So for you also, it is good even you work hard. Work smart. Be you. Don't copy-paste everything you see. No, you can be even a person who can have an idea, come and state it on the social media, and you're very unique and somebody will relate to what you've written or what you have decided to share. And through that, you can start building your own brand. You can, maybe you're good at playing an instrument in a different style, and we are used to seeing it in a very common style, but you come with a different beat. Showcase your different beat and people will flow with it. With time, things will fall in place. So everything has its own timing. So as we all know, obsession makes us even to a point where we are mentally disturbed, to a point where you become so obsessive. You want to do some things at a certain time, you want them to be achieved at a certain time, into which some of them, they're very, very impossible. You cannot get all the lavish life you want within an instant. No way. I don't believe in that. I believe in every process of your lifetime, there's something you want to learn, and there's something you have to gain, and there's something you will achieve. It is a process for you to reach where they have reached. It is a process to reach to that desire you seek. So when you are disturbed mentally, you tend to be disoriented, you tend to lose your self-esteem, you tend to do things for the sake of people and not for the sake of you. Let me tell you, you matter. You yourself, you matter to yourself, even not to everyone, to yourself first. So whatever you see other people do, they do it because according to them, even when you go and ask them, they feel good about themselves, and that's why they show you guys the goodness that is surrounding them. Because nobody will come and showcase something that they are not good with. They don't feel good about it. Because if you're showing us something that you're not feeling good about it, then you have a problem. Because it shows you have an obsession of something, but you don't want to admit that these are not the things that I desire. I want to do something else. I want to showcase the me, the things about the me. So I'll urge you, before you do some things on the social media, kindly assess yourself. If you find that those are the things you want to define, and you want to define yourself with, and also the world to define you with, well and good. Since you have made that decision, it is right. So nobody has the right to tell you it is wrong. They can give their own suggestion, their own compliments, but you are the determinant of the things that you want to do in your life. Sometimes I see there are people who troll us, cyberbullies. Like, I don't like the way people are bullying other people on the social media. Because somebody is living their own lives. They're showcasing their body. Even to some point, I see some people, they do body shame others. Let me tell you, even if you body shame somebody and they accepted themselves the way they are, you shall live with your own compliments. And let me tell you, your compliments doesn't matter. But to some people, it gets to them because they don't know themselves. So first, before you do anything, I will repeat it again. Assess yourself. Decide whatever you make, whatever you conclude, whatever you decide to do and post it in the social media. No, they are critics. They are just waiting for you to do one negative thing, or they spot something they can use it against you. They are there. Critics are there, and they are real. And so many of our media personnels, our public figures, they have talked about these issues, and it is real. So I'm urging you, be prepared as you make that decision. Be prepared for the critics and make your own stand. Because if you've decided it, even when the critics talk about negative stuff about you, you can stand for yourself because you know yourself better than anyone else. So love yourself first. Showcase whatever you want to showcase. It is right. And nobody has the right to tell you it is wrong. They just have to compliment and suggest and say whatever they want to say. But you are the only determiner, and live your life to the fullest. Simplify your life the way you want to simplify it. But always remember, you are the only determinant of your own life. You're the only decision maker of your own life. So let nobody ever tell you that this which you're doing is wrong. As long as you know it is wrong, you yourself will make it. And you will know, and you will stop it. People will tell you this is wrong, this is right, this is what, this is what. But you yourself, you have a conscience. It tells you this is wrong what you're doing, this is right. Follow what your heart desires. Don't let people manipulate your thoughts, manipulate your post, manipulate things that they know very well they can't do. So kindly do assess yourself. And that was all that I wanted to share about the social media. I hope it helps you assess yourself. And if it has helped you, well and good. And for any newbie, I would like to welcome you to the Masai Doll family, and let's make this life a stress-free life. Let's make our lives so simple. So I'm going to see you into my next episode. Bye.